91X News.
It's 9 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Selena Steele-Clough. Balboa Electricity Distributor is encouraging its customers to make a year-round energy-saving pledge as part of Earth's Hour this Saturday. Spokesman Chris May says they'll has the energy programs that can help homeowners save money and save energy, including downloading and redeeming coupons for discounts on energy products. Earth Hour is a worldwide movement to encourage people to turn on their lights for 1 hour from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. this Saturday. A terminally ill Ontario man is expected to learn today whether he'll be allowed an assist in death. A Toronto court is said to rule in the province's first such case. The 80-year-old married grandfather who suffers from pneumonia has asked to die from a single legal injection. Last year, the Supreme Court of Canada struck down laws from the bar of doctors from helping someone die, but put the ruling on hold for 1 year. The court year granted the government a 4-month extension, but said the terminally ill could ask the courts for an extension to ban during that period. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says it's up to the municipal politicians and local public health officials to decide if they need a safe injection sites for drug users. However, Wayne says society has a responsibility to implement such harm measures to make communities safer.
These are not easy questions, but I do think that, you know, there are good models in other jurisdictions that Toronto is looking at. And as I say, we have a responsibility as a society to reduce danger and increase safety.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says next year's federal budget will restore the age of eligibility for old age security to 65. Trudeau says the decision by the previous government to increase it to 67 and not the right approach, and there needs to be more thought given to the system of supporting Canada's seniors. The Liberals had pledged during the campaign to undergo the Conservative decision to raise the age of eligibility for OAS, which wasn't going to take in effect until 2013. The company says it's ending a big announcement today from SeaWorld. The company says it's ending its orca breeding program and theatrical shows. The company also is working with the Humane Society, once its largest critics.
SeaWorld will stop breeding killer whales, CEO Joel Mandy.
I have seen clearly that society is changing their attitude about these unbelievable, majestic animals being in human care.
Sitting next to him on CBS this morning, the Humane Society's Wayne Pacell.
We're very excited about the end of orca breeding. We're excited about the idea that SeaWorld is going to do more rescue and rehabilitation.
SeaWorld's been losing millions of dollars, and attendance dropped after the release of a documentary critical of the killer whale program. But CEO Manby says phasing out the killer whales isn't about money.
Not really. It's about where society is shifting.
I'm Rita Foley.
Everyone's a little bit Irish today, and a sea of green will wash over the 5th annual Manhattan Street St. Patrick's Day Parade kicks off in New York City. ABC correspondent Aaron Katsurisi reports from along the parade route.
Irish green against a clear blue sky for the 255th St. Patrick's Day Parade here in New York. This one commemorates the centennial of the Easter Rising that marks the split between Ireland and Great Britain. And in more recent history, it's the first time gays and lesbians can march openly. The mayor of this city will march with them, ending his 2-year boycott of the parade.
And that's QNET News. Sports is next right now. The Toronto Maple Leafs are the only Canadian NHL team in action tonight. They host the Florida Panthers at the Air Canada Centre. The Leafs are in the basement of the legal standings, but they have won their last 4 games. There are 8 games in all. The most recent victory game last night as the Warriors stopped the Canucks, 121-85. Stephen Curry had 34 points for the Warriors, who are 61-6 on the season overall. The Los Angeles Clippers opened up a large halftime lead to a 122-106 victory over Houston. Rockets guard James Harden explains what went wrong.
We just weren't in sync from the beginning of the game. I had a terrible game, so it just... offensively, defensively, just wasn't going well for me.
Blues coach Ken Hitchcock says his team played down to their opposite for the second game in a row as St. Louis lost 6-4 to the Edmonton Oilers.
I mean, we're scoring 4 goals a game and losing. It's not a good recipe, and I think everybody in that room knows it. it's kind of what we're doing to each other right now that is a little bit uncomfortable. We're having to mount comebacks and waste a lot of energy to come back in hockey games that really, if we play the right way, we'll be in full control of.
Send us your team or legal scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the forecast for Belleville. At 3:05, it's 9 degrees. Today will be mainly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers with a risk of thunderstorms, high of 10 degrees. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 70% chance of showers, and changing to a 40% chance of flurries after midnight, a low of 0 degrees. For Friday and leading into the weekend, it'll be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries in the morning and a low of minus 11. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Selena Steele-Clough, News on 91X, next at 4:00.